Whether you're an avid DIYer or a seasoned influencer in the DIY decor field, there comes a time when that creative well will run dry and you can feel uninspired and drained. But don't worry, because in this podcast, I'm going to share some tried and true strategies to reignite your passion, rejuvenate that creativity, and emerge stronger than ever before. My name is Christina Dennis, and I've been a DIY decor content creator since 2009. What started as a passion for transforming drab spaces into vibrant havens has now turned into something bigger, something life-changing. I'm supporting our entire family with the income from the DIY Mommy blog, YouTube channel, and social media platforms. But it didn't happen overnight. It took countless hours of brainstorming, creating, and sharing content about what I love the most: budget-friendly DIY decor and home improvement projects. Now I'm ready to share all of my secrets, tips, and strategies that helped me turn my passion for DIY decor into a full-time career supporting my family along the way. Are you ready to transform your hobby into a successful career? Welcome to the Six Figure Creator Podcast. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Six Figure Creator Podcast. Thank you again for joining me here. I want to talk about a topic close to the heart of every creative soul, including myself, and that is dealing with creative burnout. Whether you're a DIYer for fun or whether you are a DIY decor influencer doing this as a part-time job or a full-time job, creative burnout is going to happen. And it's okay. It's not something to feel ashamed of. It's not a rare thing. It happens to all of us. It has happened to me more than once. So I want to share some tried and true strategies that I go through when I feel burnt out. And I hope that they help you if you experience the burnout as well. This June, so in 1 month, I'll have been a DIY decor blogger for 15 years. I find this so hard to wrap my head around, honestly. It makes me feel so old, but it's definitely an exciting milestone that I'll be celebrating. That is a lot of years of creating consistent content for my readers. I have put hundreds and thousands of hours into this, and I'm really proud of what I've done and really thankful for all of you and all of my listeners and readers over the last 15 years. So you better believe that over those years, I have experienced a lot of creative burnout. As a blogger at first, then I turned into a YouTuber, which gave me more opportunity for burnout, if I'm going to be honest, and then a social media influencer. So of course, there's going to be days within those 15 years where I don't feel creative. So I'm going to share some of the strategies that I've used when I experience these times of burnout. And I really hope that these tips help you when you experience burnout too. And just don't forget, it is not something to be ashamed of. It happens and it is totally normal. And let's be honest, I have felt quite burnt out over the past few months. I'm not going to lie. So I thought it'd be a good idea to create this podcast and the accompanying show notes and blog post for you, but also like as a reminder for myself, because writing these down is actually quite therapeutic and chatting about this is therapeutic. And it's just a good reminder for me just to go through these steps, and I find them really helpful. Okay, so first things first, let's talk about recognizing the signs of creative burnout. It can honestly sneak up on you really quickly, and it can leave you feeling overwhelmed and unmotivated. So if you find yourself kind of staring blankly at your supplies, like you want to do a project, but you're just staring at it, you're like, okay, I don't even know where to start. I'm so overwhelmed. Or same thing, like you're staring at your computer. Maybe you're going in to write an outline for a video idea you have, or maybe you're going to try to put together a content calendar for the summer or something, and you just, you're staring and you're like, I don't even know. I can't even, what's even step one? That can be signs. If you're experiencing a lack of enthusiasm for the projects that you used to enjoy. So, you know, I have done lots of room makeovers over the past 10, 15 years. And I just am not feeling excited about that right now, honestly. So that's a good sign that maybe I'm feeling a little bit burnt out from those projects. So those are all some good signs that you are experiencing this creative burnout. So first things first, let's just embrace the pause. When you hit a creative roadblock, it is so important to recognize that it's okay to take a step back and embrace that season of pausing. Give yourself permission to step away from your projects for a moment and focus on self-care. Maybe your creative burnout is happening because you're feeling burnt out in general. And I think this is kind of what's happening with me right now. There's just so much going on in our personal life and with our kids. It's funny because it depends on what stage of life that you're at with your kids. If you have kids, you might know what I'm talking about. But when they're babies and toddlers, you're exhausted physically. But then when they're teenagers, it's like this whole different exhaustion. It's like this mental exhaustion from dealing with these bigger issues. And then there's this exhaustion of just driving your kids everywhere for all of these extracurriculars. So there's that. And then, yeah, just the fact that I've been doing this for so long, just kind of rethinking, like, how do I grow? Do I want to grow? How do I bring more people onto the team? How do I not? All this stuff definitely makes me feel overwhelmed. So just give yourself permission when you feel like this to step away and take a moment, do some self-care, take a stroll outside, read a book, turn off your screen, indulge in a different hobby outside of what you're creating content about. So for me, ironically, I'm creating content about it, I suppose. But for me, I've been really enjoying doing some exercises and cooking up some food, which I do blog about at yummyholdfoodrecipes.com. But that is more of, that's not monetized. So for me, that's more of a hobby. And that has nothing to do with DIY decor. So that's a nice break for me. Sometimes just that distance away is often all you'll need to gain a fresh perspective and recharge your creative batteries. The next thing is to try to seek inspiration outside of social media and your computer. Inspiration is around us everywhere. If you're a creative person, you know this, that sometimes inspiration can strike you at the strangest of times. Take a break from scrolling through social media. Take a break. Stop. Stop looking at what everybody else is doing. I know it's easier said than done, but just tell yourself you need to stop for your mental health, for the health of your business, for the health of your passion for DIY. Immerse yourself in that real world. Go visit some art galleries. Go visit some flea markets, some farmers markets. Take a walk outside in nature. This really helps me. My littlest daughter has been asking us every single night to go on a bike ride outside, and it's been so, so good for my creative brain and just my brain in period. You never know where inspiration is going to strike. Perhaps it is the colors of the sunset. Perhaps it's the details of a vintage piece of furniture. Perhaps you're just doing some window shopping and you see some things that you could dupe, you know, with dollar store items. Keep your senses open and let that real world outside of your phone ignite your creativity again. Another strategy is to mix it up. So if you're stuck in that creative rut, try to shake things up a bit. So experiment with new techniques, new materials, new styles that you haven't explored before. So maybe you want to take up knitting. Maybe you want to try some crochet. Maybe you want to do some different sort of painting techniques. Maybe you want to do a smaller room makeover, a larger room makeover. Maybe you want to stop doing room makeovers altogether because they're overwhelming and do dollar store DIYs. Whether it is incorporating bold colors into your palette or experimenting with different textures, pushing your creative boundaries can breathe new life into your projects, and it can also reignite that passion that you have once again for DIYs. Another tip is to connect with community, especially in real life. As a DIY decor influencer, you're part of a vibrant and supportive community of like-minded individuals. Don't hesitate to reach out and connect, whether it is, you know, in an Instagram DM or in real life, with fellow creators doing what you're doing, who understand what you're going through. Share your experiences, seek advice, just be real and raw and honest with each other, or simply just listen to each other and give each other a listening ear. That can just do so much for a person. Sometimes just knowing that you're not alone in your struggles can provide the encouragement and motivation you need to overcome creative burnout. So I just want you to know right now, like I said at the beginning, creative burnout is a real thing for us DIYers, as creators, and it's going to happen, and it's okay, it's normal. So take that break, put that phone down, go out, have that walk, and do a little bit of self-care and try some of these things. It's completely normal and you're not alone. Another strategy you can try is to practice mindfulness. It's a really fast-paced world right now, especially in the influencer community. It feels like every influencer is putting out content 5 times a day. They're making over 10 rooms a day, right? To me, it feels like that sometimes. And I imagine it probably feels like that to you. It's really easy to get caught up in this more is more is more. Let's hustle, hustle, hustle. But I think it's so important to take a moment to slow down and practice mindfulness. So really taking that time to enjoy where you are right now. Whether it's through prayer, whether it's through journaling, exercising, walking outside, breathing, mindfulness can help center your thoughts. It can help you feel less stressed, and it can help you have that deeper connection with your creativity. By being present in the moment, you can tap into your inner creativity, and you can find joy in the process once more. Next tip to try is to set realistic goals for yourself. Setting these big, ambitious goals can be a great motivator, and I love to set big goals, I'm not going to lie, but it's important to strike a balance and set realistic expectations for yourself. So you might want to break down your larger projects into smaller, more manageable tasks with a daily to-do list, and then just celebrate each milestone along the way as you finish it. By setting achievable goals, you're going to feel a sense of accomplishment and momentum that can propel you forward, even during times of creative burnout. Do not be ashamed if you have to make your to-do list smaller or if you have to cut your content creator calendar down. I've done it a lot. I've made these big, monumentous lists for myself, and you know, a week later, I've gone back and been like, okay, no, this is overwhelming. I'm going to take half of these out and move them to the next month. I've done that a lot. The next thing to try is to embrace imperfection. Again, easier said than done, but once you practice doing this, it's going to get easier and easier. I'm a perfectionist, and it's a double-edged sword. It can lead to self-doubt and paralysis, but then it can also help you to do some really awesome work. So I understand what it's like to be a perfectionist. Try to embrace the beauty of imperfection. Give yourself that freedom to make mistakes along the way and even to share those mistakes along the way. And this is something that I'm working on, and I've said this forever. Like, I need to share more of my mistakes. I really, really do. And more of my messy house photos and more of my messy hair photos. I just do. I don't know what's holding me back, honestly, but I think it's, for me, it's that perfectionism, but then it's also, I really love pretty things, I suppose, and love sharing like beautiful images. So for me, the thought of sharing these quote unquote uglier images is a little bit unnerving, but I think it's really important to share, you know, those in process videos and photos and the in process issues maybe that you come across and share them with people, because I think people really appreciate that authenticity, and then it helps everybody feel less alone in projects. Creativity is a journey. It's not a destination. I think a lot of what is amazing about doing DIY projects is the learning that you do along the way and sharing that. So if you can try to let go of that need for perfection, I think you'll probably find a little bit more liberation in your creativity and start to rediscover the joy of actually doing that DIY. Next, try to practice self-compassion. Try to practice it as you navigate through periods of creative burnout, especially. Be gentle with yourself. Recognize that it's okay to have off days. You're not going to be on and creative every single day. You're not. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would extend to a friend facing similar challenges. And this is something I tell myself too. Like, why am I so hard on myself when I can't come up with amazing projects every single week? if it was my child that was, you know, upset that they couldn't get 100% on every single test or do well every single day, I would tell them that it's okay. You don't have to do everything 100% all the time. So why don't I tell myself that, right? So I'm just really trying to be more compassionate with myself. Remember that your worth as a creator is not defined by your productivity. You are not defined. You are not important. You are not loved because of what you do. It's who you are. And you need to take care of your mental and emotional well-being. Now, you can also practice self-compassion on your future self by having a few extra finished projects all filmed or photographed and ready to go. So sometimes when I'm having one of those rare extra productive weeks where I'm like, oh, I can bang out 10 different projects this week. I just feel so creative. Everything's just coming really easy to me. This happens maybe once a quarter for me. Then maybe what I'll do is I will record and edit some extra things and kind of save them on my computer so that I can share them later when I know I'm not going to be feeling so creative. Another spin on this is to publish some roundup style posts or videos of your past projects when you're not feeling that creative. So what I mean by this is maybe I've done this quite a lot actually, especially over the past couple of years. Maybe you can do a 10 best dollar store DIY ideas video, and the majority of these ideas, if not all of them, are older projects and you're just editing them all together, or it's just a blog post, not a video, right? So that's a really great way to share older projects, maybe in a different way. And I find that my viewers and my readers actually really love to see these roundup style posts in a nice, easy to digest list. So think of that when you maybe want to produce some content, but you're in this sort of creative burnout stage, and you want to be a little bit more kind to yourself. So yeah, don't forget that creative burnout is totally a natural part of the creative process. It's a natural part of being a DIY decor influencer, but it doesn't have to derail your passion for being a DIY decorator. So I hope these tips that I shared can help you navigate through these periods of burnout with grace and resilience. I hope you can remember to take a deep breath, be kind to yourself, and remember that your creativity will not run out. You might feel a little bit burnt out, but your creativity is not going to run out. You're a creative person. Even if you take a little break, the best is yet to come. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you found it helpful. Check out the show notes in the description below if you want to go over these tips and save them for later. And I will talk to you again in another couple of weeks.